Bernie, there are several major companies that dominate the artificial intelligence field. The use of AI has increased dramatically, as you know, in just the last few months. And there are some people who feel these companies have been very successful, largely because this country has a free market-based economy, and that giving the federal government a 50% share of their stock will hurt efforts to create innovative new programs. Do they have a point?
No. Here is the way I see it. AI is dominated by a handful of very, very large companies, as you mentioned, owned by some of the very wealthiest people in the world. And I think the first point that people have got to be thinking about is, what is their goal? Are they really making these investments to improve life, the people in Vermont, the people in America, the people all over the world? And the answer is obviously they're not. And Bob, what I worry about is the possibility, and no one, to be honest with you, no one knows exactly what will happen, but the possibility that within the next 10 years, tens of millions of jobs in this country will simply disappear. Now, I would say lastly, Bob, I, as you may know, have met with Nobel Prize winning scientists. And what they are saying to me is, Bernie, it is not a question of whether AI will become smarter than humans. It will, sooner or later. And when that happens, there is a possibility, Bob, that it may become independent of human control. You know, people think of science fiction, but that is what, you know, very knowledgeable people feel. And if that happens, there could be a very, very harmful impact for humanity. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and that's why I have, among other things, not only brought forth the idea of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which would give the public 50% control on all of these major AI corporations so that we can stop it, so that we can slow it down. You know, if a company AI wants to displace millions of workers, we can say, sorry, that ain't a great idea.
We've talked about the revolutionary changes that AI programs have brought to many issues. But in a sense, are the floodgates already open and this legislation is too late to have a meaningful impact?
Well, I don't think so. I think the president of the United States, not a guy I agree with a whole lot, actually picked up on, you know, the idea of the sovereign wealth fund. You're seeing some of the major companies, OpenAI and others, beginning to say, maybe there should be international cooperation with China, with other countries, to make sure that we don't move aggressively into super intelligence with possibly cataclysmic impacts. So I think, no, I don't think it's too late, but I think the industry is moving very, very quickly. That is true. And I think we've got to respond quickly. What I worry about is the political power of the industry and in making it harder for members of Congress and candidates to speak out against them.
Bernie, over the years, you've worked on many key issues, healthcare, labor, education, foreign policy, tax issues. But some people might not associate you with issues involving the big tech industry. What is it about this issue that has captured your strong attention?
Bob, you're absolutely right. I mean, I am not, I don't stay up nights. Well, I mean, you know, I do worry about healthcare, I worry about education, climate, all that stuff. But tech has not been one of my issues. You're exactly right. But I'll tell you what got me involved. Everybody, pick up the papers. Everybody understands that AI and robotics will be the most transformational technology in the history of humanity. So I looked around me and I said, my God, all of this is happening. There could be mass unemployment, mass invasions of privacy, major damage to the mental health of our kids, existential threat if AI separates from human control. Who the hell is talking about this stuff? I'm looking around me. I didn't see many people. So I did get involved.
Senator Bernie Sanders, many thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Bob. Thank you. Take care.